And so, ladies and gentlemen, our hometown hero and the 50th Time Dealer of the Year, the 2019 Time Dealer of the Year, is John Alfirovich.
How about that?
Oh, my God. That's our guy. That is our guy who's in the studio with us right now.
Huge.
John Alfirovich, Alfie, as he's known, or Elfie around Christmas.
Yes.
Who we've been talking about this on the air for the last, I don't know, since you got nominated for this, 3 months maybe? Mm-hmm. It really? Was ago that you were nominated for the Time Dealer of the Year. And people, now you stop and you think about Time Magazine. Time Magazine does three things that they announce every year. They do the Time Person of the Year. Mm-hmm. They do the 100 most influential Americans, mm-hmm. or influential people in the world, actually. It's Time most influential people in the world. Mm-hmm. And the Time Dealer of the Year, Auto Dealer of the Year. And so you got nominated. There are 16,000 automobile dealerships in America. 51 people got nominated for the Time Dealer of the Year. 51 out of 16,000. And you won the whole thing, and you're our guy. Now, how did that happen, John Alfirovich?
Ro, what an honor, and thanks for having me.
Congratulations, Alfie.
I'm on a cloud. How did it happen? I'm still trying to figure out. You know, time has a vetting process that's pretty intense, and as soon as I walked off the stage, I was asking them how did it happen to me.
And this is
there's some tall people on that stage. Really an honor. And it's for it's just not my honor. I mean, it's the dealership. It's the, you know, the community leaders that I have surrounded behind me. And I tell you what, all the dealers from my dad, his cronies, and it's for everybody. I've been getting calls and congratulations for ever since it happened. And 10 minutes after it took place, I had 96 text messages.
Oh, I bet.
Social media's it works.
I can, and we should make it clear, this isn't a sales thing. This is about community service. It's one of the coveted awards in the industry, the most coveted awards, like the Oscar of the auto dealer industry.
Right, because it's not, and again, I think that's an important thing. People go, oh, is hold a bunch of cars.
No,
that's not what it is. This is about the impact of this is what, like Time Magazine, like the Person of the Year, it's about impact on the community, impact on the world, impact on what you do.
Right.
And because auto dealers do tend to be, and you think about auto dealerships, as I mentioned, 16,000 of them around the country. And auto dealerships are often the biggest business in any given town.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, in you know, towns like Chicago, you know, there's big multinational corporations. But in the suburbs of Chicago and in the towns throughout Illinois and Wisconsin and Indiana, the auto dealerships tend to be the community leaders. There's a lot of good jobs that they provide. They provide funding for all kinds of charitable things that happen in the communities. And so what they did is they looked at the impact that these businesses have on the communities in which they operate and the surrounding communities. And they looked at everything that Apple Chevrolet has done, and they deemed that the most influential and important dealership in terms of impacting positively the community around it of the 16,000 in the United States of America. Did you stop to think about that?
Ro, you know, I think, too. I mean, the dealers, let's kind of march back a little bit, too. The Chicago area, I was nominated by Dave Sloan, Chicago Auto Trade Association, mm-hmm. and you know, since I've been on that board, there has been just this crusade to try to get dealers to be more transparent, you know, get in the communities. And I'll tell you what, I know a lot of phenomenal dealers here in Chicagoland, and that helps, too. We were recognizing, you know, what we do. You know, just for example, we got the First Look for Charity coming up. You know, we raised $50 million with this charity.
$50 million is raised in one night. It's the black tie event before the auto show starts,
right,
on a Thursday night. And they have, how many charities are?
18 charities.
50 million. $2 million split amongst those charities, and it's in really important charities too in the Chicago area. And they're specific local charities. It's not like a big national charity.
Great. And as you break it down, you know, we have drives, USO charity drive in July every year. And you're right. The dealers have become more of an anchor in their communities, and they're doing great things. And you know, Apple Chevrolet, you know, rose to the top in some perspectives. So
yeah,
we're proud of it.
Well, Alfie, I've got to say, I've known you for a much shorter period of time than Ro, but you can tell it's really in your heart. It isn't, you don't do it for any other reason, and it's so awesome to see, even when we were doing the Toys for Tots collections and how we became the number one collection point for donations in the Chicago area. I mean, a large part because of you, and you got on board, and you just, wow, it was awesome the way you and the people over there just put your all into it, and look at the results. I mean, it was really cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we wouldn't have done that without you. Unfortunately, the place that we did it in had a massive fire.
Dirty Nellies.
Dirty Nellies is closed down now for at least a short period of time.
Yeah.
They're going to rebuild.
Rebuild it. Yeah.
But you know what? I think it's just because of us. I think it was that, you know, they decided that they're going to redo the place so they can have us back. I think that's the
idea. They're going to reopen in 2 weeks, a portion of it, and then...
Yeah, and then they'll be back. We should go back and do a charity concert just for them. But it is an amazing thing because you actually, if we became the number one collection spot for Toys for Tots this year,
I know
he had to be number two. Because there were truckloads and truckloads of stuff that you brought up to us to make it work. So, and that's the thing. And I just want to say this. I've been doing Toys for Tots for 20 years and doing these collections, you know, using the radio show to do it. And when I got here to GN the first year, I wanted to do what we did this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it took me three Toys for Tots cycles to be able to finally get a concert and the whole thing that we did here to do it. And in the meantime, Alfie opened up his dealership every one of those years to let me do an event, a collection event, at the dealership every December.
Oh, great.
And we collected thousands upon thousands of toys, you know, every year. And then this year, it's, you know, multiple thousands of toys. I couldn't have done that.
Well, Ro, that credit goes out to our customers. You know, we send out an email blast or something, and we in return we get a great response, and it's getting bigger every year. And we appreciate your voice on the radio. It really helps. It helps us get the word out. And yeah, what a great event.
I have to say, this is the funny thing. The first time I was down there, the first time we did this for Toys for Tots 4 years ago or whatever it was, Alfie introduces me to a guy, and he goes, "I just want you to meet this guy. He's bought 32 cars from me."
Oh.
And it was like, what? And it was like a guy he's bought. He's been a customer for decades, and over the years, he had fleet guys, and he just goes to the auto. He just goes to the dealership. He stands there, and he's like buying a car like every day. Essentially, is what he's doing. It is an amazing. You've created a community around, and you know it's funny because Alfie and I met each other through another dealership, a dear mutual friend of ours, and it was like one of those. It's amazing to see, and that's why the auto show is as special as it is. The camaraderie between dealers. I mean, obviously there's some dealers that get mad at each other along the way here, like in any kind of business competitors. But I would say in the main, the Chicago Automobile Trade Association has done such an amazing job of creating a unified front of making sure that the dealers are taken care of. I think that the Chevy the GM organization here that you know, with the unified marketing and the Chevy nameplate people are amazing at making sure that you guys are all sort of selling the brand as a full brand.
And that was another feather in our hat. You know, Chicago, unlike any other city in America, Chevrolet has been number one, and we're 8 years going and strong. So,
right now, think about that for a second, because that is a. I mean, it's a great national brand, but it is not number one in New York. It is not number one in L.A.
No,
right?
Number
and
5-6.
Yeah,
right.
Wow.
And it's you know, between the trucks and the cars and everything that Chevy has. I say this to people all the time that you know, if they're looking for a new car, I don't care what they own, this is not your father's Chevrolet anymore. And there were some great Chevys throughout the years, but the technology on board will beat almost anybody that's in the market.
Absolutely
right.
And you know, that new Blazer coming out. I think you're going to have an eye on it.
I was going to steal the one off the auto show floor coming up in a couple of weeks. I don't know if people have seen this.
No.
It's built on the lines of the Camaro. I'm a huge Blazer. One of my first vehicles was a Blazer. My daughter's first vehicle was a Blazer. Kevin Powell's first vehicle was a Blazer. It is, you know, it's one of those things, like, if it was in the family, you get it. Right, because it was just this durable,
reliable
product. You could get anything into it, especially if you're like you're going to school, right? And you want to just pack a bunch of stuff in. You had a 7-year-old Blazer that was dad's Blazer, and then it moves down to you, and they last forever,
all weather.
And then they went away, and now they're back. And remember, Michael Jordan made it very, very famous.
Oh my God. Yeah. A lot of sports stars I recall were driving them.
Yeah. We're going to try to get him back, maybe.
Well, your family was instrumental in Michael Jordan being a part of the Chevy family with the Corvettes and the Blazers.
My wife, who worked for EJ&L at the time, she went out to really literally ask him to sponsor Chevrolet and the Blazer, and boy,
it changed Chevy completely by having him
the image
step into that, right? When American Cars, it was the beginning of the resurgence of American Cars when Michael Jordan agreed to do the Chevy deal, and it changed everything because Chevy and Ford and Dodge, between the three major American brands and manufacturers, they were getting the pants beat off them by the Japanese,
correct.
And in the luxury market by the Germans. Correct. And so, what were they going to do? They were getting middled, and then the next thing you know, Chevy leads the way out for America. It was pretty great,
And you look at today, same with you, Michael. Our strategy is using influencers in the city of Chicago.
And I think did you just mention me in the same sentence as Michael Jordan?
Chevy picks some pretty damn good influencers, and that's a credit to Mike Hillstrom, Mike DeMaio, and the guys. They do a great job for us, and hats off to the Chevrolet leadership team here in Chicago as well. They provide us with everything, product especially, and great product. And like you mentioned, Ro, there's technology, styling. One compares.
It's amazing.
Is Ro your most high maintenance client of all?
Just about. My God.
I just wanted to check. Okay, thank you. Time Magazine's most high maintenance client in the automotive industry.
My garage is very small. And Alfie knows that. I was at an awards banquet that he had this summer for his employees, and they gave me an award, which was a side view mirror that they gave me. They go, you're going to need this.
You need one of those every couple months.
You're going to need this in within the next few weeks anyway. So here it is on us. Put it on yourself, pal.
Terrific.
It is it's a great thing. I just, the Chevy dealer group too, I just want to mention them too, because you mentioned Hillstrom and DeMaio and all those guys who make sure that all the Chevy guys are properly managed, marketed and serviced and all of that. I've been honored enough to be with you, your guest, at a number of the Chevy dealers through, Chicagoland Northwest Indiana dealership group. What a fun group of people. I have never had more fun. And I got body surfed at one of these events. I just want to say that. They never did that with Cochran. I don't know. Whatever goes on there, but that was...
We need more dealers.
Yeah, exactly. That was... hey, come on! Get over here! I'm carrying my winter weight. All right. John Alfirovich, congratulations.
Congrats.
Time Dealer of the Year. That is for the United States of America right there. Time Magazine says that John Alfirovich and Apple Chevrolet is the most community-minded outreach and responsible dealership when it comes to, taking care of the community around it in America. In America. That's a big deal. Congratulations on that.
Thanks, Ro. Thanks, Anna. Glad to be here.
Congrats.
All right. So let's check in with Kim Gordon. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?